Somebody shout hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice in it. Amen. This is tape 060226. You are welcome to Praying Scriptures Counseling Devotional. This is Prophetic Hour. This is where the word builds roots, where prayer releases strength, and where destinies are planted to flourish. Lift your voice and say, Father, I am ready. Plant me, strengthen me, and establish me. Your host is Pastor and Counselor Wale Rich Oladunjoye. Amen. Our theme this morning is strength like a cedar. Strength like a cedar. And our anchor scripture is from the book of Psalm 92, verse 12. And it says, he shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. That is talking about you. You know, you are a tree of righteousness before God. It's now saying Psalm 92 that he, that is you, shall grow like cedar in Lebanon. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for access into your presence this morning again. We step out of weakness into strength, out of instability into establishment, and out of emotional fatigue into spiritual resilience. As your word goes forth this morning, let roots grow deep, let strength rise within your people, let destiny receive reinforcement in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like cedar in Lebanon. That's Psalm 92, verse 12. The full verse. The righteous shall grow like the palm tree. It shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. I want you to say after me, I am righteous in Christ. I am planted by God. I grow like a cedar, strong, stable, and unbreakable. Amen. I want you to hear this by the Spirit this morning. God is not growing you fast. He is growing you strong. Fast growth without strength leads to collapse. But cedar strength guarantees longevity. The cedar grows slowly, yet it survives storms. It survives drought and season of fire. Its roots go deeper before its branches rise high. This is what God wants to do in your life today and beyond. If your life feels slow, if progress looks delayed, if results are not yet visible, it is because God is working on the ground. You are not late. You are not weak. You are being reinforced. I want you to say it loud. I am not breaking. I am building. Say it one more time. I am not breaking. I am building. Amen. I am being moved by the Holy Spirit this morning to make some prophetic declarations over you. You hear me? This hour, this particular time, you are the one God is addressing right away. And in obedience to the word of God, I decree that you will not break under pressure. You are going under some pressures, but God is asking me to prophesy into your life that you shall not break under that pressure. No matter the pressure you are passing through now, you shall not break down. In the name of Jesus Christ. And I declare that your roots go down deep into God. Your roots go deep into God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I use that one to pray and decree over you that no matter the storm around you, that storm shall not remove you. You shall never be uprooted in the name of Jesus Christ. You will grow firm. You will grow stable. You will grow stronger in the name of Jesus Christ. So shall it be. I want you to receive strength for endurance and not excitement that fades. Father, in the name of Jesus, I prophesy over the one that is listening to me now, that strength for endurance becomes your portion, not excitement that fades. In the name of Jesus Christ, endurance to continue, endurance to achieve, endurance to get results, endurance to get to the end of the matter. Receive it now in the name of Jesus Christ. I prophesy over you that every hidden weakness in your life, in your body, is replaced with spiritual stamina. Every weakness that has been plaguing you is replaced now with spiritual stamina in the name of Jesus Christ. No more feebleness. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will no longer be tossed around by every wind that comes your way. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, from this day, you shall be strong to withstand and to stand. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I prophesy into your life that you will outlast storms designed to uproot others. Every storm designed to uproot others, you will outlast them. Every storm of economy, you will outlast them. Every political storm around you will outlast them. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, every storm of people, the wicked ones around you and your family, you will outlast them. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the storm in the place of your work, you will outlast them. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the storm of sickness in your body, you will outlast it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I decree over you that your consistency will speak louder than your speed. Your consistency will speak louder than your speed. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare stability in your faith. I declare stability in your family. I declare stability in your finances and in your future. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, you will not suffer any breakdown. You will never suffer any breakdown of any kind. In the name of Jesus Christ, this year you shall be more stable than ever before. You shall be more stable than ever before. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will finish well and you will stand strong. You will finish well and you will stand strong. In the name of Jesus Christ, from this day, from this hour, you grow like a cedar, very firm, very fruitful, and fearless. In the name of Jesus Christ, nothing affects cedar. Nothing will affect you this year. In the name of Jesus, you stand strong. Nothing affects palm tree. Nothing will affect you this year. Palm tree normally go through all seasons. Oh, your success will no longer be seasonal. It shall be permanent. In the name of Jesus Christ, your achievement, your results shall be permanent. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, you will flourish. You will grow stronger. In the name of Jesus, you will bring forth fruit in due season. In the name of Jesus, I curse every form of delay in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, you will be fruitful. In the name of Jesus, you will be greenish. In the name of Jesus, you will be greenish and greener. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, lift your voice and shout, I receive cedar strength. Say it again, say, I receive cedar strength in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I want you to listen to this word of knowledge today. I see people who feel tired, not because they are lazy, but because they have been carrying weight beyond their current strength. You are feeling tired. Not because you are lazy, in fact, you are working hard and you are working harder. You are feeling tired because you are carrying weight beyond your current strength. Too many responsibilities around you and it's weighing you down. This tiredness is not failure. That's what God is saying. It is overload. You are carrying overload. God says, I allow the weight so I could increase your capacity. God is testing your endurance. He allows the weight in order to increase your capacity. I pray that your capacity will be increased to sustain you, to be able to carry the responsibilities before you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. This prophetica is releasing inner reinforcement. You will carry responsibilities without collapsing. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. I decree that you will not break under pressure in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare your roots go deep into God in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Receive strength for endurance, not excitement that fades. Every hidden weakness is replaced with spiritual stamina in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. You will outlast storms designed to uproot others. Your consistency will speak louder than your speed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. In closing, Father, strengthen your people, everyone hearing me now, with might by your spirit in their inner man. Let no one here collapse emotionally, spiritually, or mentally. Anyone that is listening to me now, you will not collapse emotionally, spiritually, or mentally. Your faith shall be reinforced. You shall be stabilized in your walk with God, and your destiny shall be established. What you are building, what God is building in you, will not fail. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. You are planted, you are strengthened, you will flourish. You will flourish in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Once more, this is Prince Scriptures Counseling Devotional for this month of planted to flourish. This month you are planted to flourish. Go forth and stand strong. You grow like cedar in Lebanon. Hallelujah. Your host once more is Pastor and Counselor Wally Rich Oladunjoye. In case you want to get in touch with me, dial telephone and WhatsApp number +234 902 2352 952. I want you to do something for me today. I want you to be conscious of God's presence around you. Be blessed, remain blessed, and be eternally blessed. Keep sharing the tape until I come your way again tomorrow in Jesus' mighty name.